Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we are going to be in the interdimensional, far out, parallel universe, CERN reality. I have a buddy of mine tell me, says, and he listens to my show, and today we're going to be in the blah blah blah. Anyway, I want to play something, and I think it's important for everybody to hear. It pretty well sums up where we're at today and what's going on today and why we need to really be on our guard, because we're going to be hit with different things that we've never been hit with before. We're going to be hit with different wavelength of frequencies that are going to affect us emotionally, mentally, physically, biologically, genetically. We are going to be hit with a lot of different things, and a lot of things are going to be coming at us, not just in waves, but in tsunamis. And some of you say, well, it's a little scary what you're saying. Well, it may be scary what I'm saying, but it's nonetheless going to happen. This is the purge. This is the great purging. Think of it that way. You know, the great purging. And we need to understand that in this purge, a lot of things get left behind. A lot of dead weight, baggage, you know, different things that we take for granted sometimes, you know, that we have this, we don't have stuff, and stuff will come out. Everything will come out. So expect changes to happen. It's already started happening with those who've been infected with the injections. That have been injected. And they already are showing signs of change, because we're dealing with frequencies altering the genome of these people. And the frequencies are able to access that operating system that they've inflicted into these people. So you may see some horrendous changes with some people if it doesn't kill them first. And in Canada, we have some of the most insane, retarded people running the country. So don't expect any assistance from our government. You're not going to get any. Anybody's going to say, we're going to make changes, and we got a court thing, and we got to fight, and we got to be positive. All I'm going to tell you is this, as it stands right now, nothing's changed. All they've done is kept the evolution going of their game plan. And once one segment of the plan has been inserted, applied, and has carried on a certain criterion for them, they move to the next level. The problem is we're not moving with them. See, this could all be stopped in a heartbeat. All of it. You don't need a court case. We don't really need this CSIS. We really don't need the RCMP. They're a waste of time anyway. What we really need is everybody to get together, 30 million Canadians to get together and march down on Ottawa and demand not only the resignation of Parliament, but the arrest of Parliament. That's what we need to be doing. But this isn't going to happen because we don't have people awake enough. Now, there was something that was said in Australia. I think it was an old video I got today. But they made a comment and stated that when the people that have been infected with these injections, and they really wake up to what really has happened to them on a genetic level, and then begin to wake up and realize that they are the disaster and the catastrophe that they created as the pandemic, then we may see a major revolt in this country. And those are the ones that really need to be awoken, because they're silently going into the grave not knowing what really killed them. They think they're dying of natural causes, cancer, heart failure, you know, organ failure, arterial damage, heart circulation issues, brain damage. This is what is written on the record. Or they died of a fictitious disease. This is what, those are the ones that need to wake up and realize that they're dying not because of a disease. They're dying because they've been assaulted with a frequency assault, and they've been psychologically programmed to commit suicide. Terminate their own life by accepting the gift that keeps on giving. Death. Death keeps on giving and giving and giving. And now death, we may as well call the government death, because that's what they are, death. Death is now requiring that every 9 months you're going to have to, in order to maintain, to get injected, in order to maintain. If you still are buying into that, please put me into your will. You ain't going to be around long. I may as well benefit from your stupidity. Now that may sound cruel and harsh, but the way I see it, if they're willing to throw away their lives, well, at least some of us can be left behind to continue the fight and the battle on their behalf to make sure that we can stop the next person from committing the same stupid mistake. So, you know, put me in your will. My friends laugh at me when I say, well, I say, well, they're not going to need it. They're where they're going, you know. The concept I'm saying, and the reason why I'm saying it, not because I want you to put me in your will. I could care less. I'm saying it because the severity of what they've done to you and what they've done to your friends and what they've done to your family members. I'm trying to hit a point home hard. And it's when that part of the population wakes up and begins to realize they've been slaughtered. That's when we may be able to have a chance to stop this. How many have kids that have had a shot? How many are now being told that your kids have to have a shot in order to go to school and you don't know what to do? Don't give them the shot. Relocate if you have to, but don't give them the shot. Unless you want to sacrifice your bloodline to the agents of death. Have you noticed since CERN has happened that things have changed? I'm looking at radar maps, and in the last 2 days I've seen an exponential outbreak of fire. I'm looking at South America. 2 days ago, fire was more or less down around Brazil and just a little bit south of Brazil. Today, the whole country is pretty much set on fire. It's blazing right across the country. Chile, Argentina, Brazil, Ecuador, Peru, all across South America. If you look on the radar, the frickin' thing's on fire. It's insane. That's one of the major food supply countries of the world. They export beef, they export corn, soy, and other food products. Fortunately, the corn and the soy is genetically modified, but nonetheless, it's a food. This is a food continent. Rich in mineral reserves as well, if the whole country's on fire. Canada today. 2 days ago, the fires were across Yukon, Northwest Territories, part of Inuvik, a little bit south of there. Today, it's right across the country. We had even two places that were burning in Ontario, down by where I'm at. Quebec was on fire, New Brunswick. Every day the flames are expanding. Ever since CERN has happened, these things have occurred. I've also noticed there's been some changes in the policies and the politics. I also noticed there's been some changes with politicians that have either resigned their position or have had a possible fake assassination. What I did tonight is I took the article from Japan. Their prime minister was shot. Now, when you look at the footage I'll leave it up to your discretion to determine whether or not he really was shot. I got the news the other day that, you know, that he was assassinated, but after looking at the footage, I ain't so sure. From what I understand, the ballistics and missiles—not ballistics and missiles, ballistics and bullets. If you're 10 to 15 feet away from somebody and you shoot them at point blank range, you should see an exponential amount of blood on the ground when somebody gets shot, whether it would be with a shotgun, 22, or a slug. Doesn't matter. 30 gauge, 30 mil, whatever. Should see some kind of outpouring. Now, unless you're a real bad shot. But apparently, the president of Japan got hit twice. Point blank range. So make sure, and he got hit with a high powered homemade, look like a gun that shot slugs. Now, I'm looking at the situation. I seen animals getting shot that close and blood is everywhere. Bones are splattered, guts are out. Yet all I saw was a little dinky red mark on the neck. Just a little slight pink with little violet mixture. Unless the Japanese have different colored blood, I don't know. You know, but last I checked, it's pretty much all the same, no matter where you live. You know, whether you be in Japan or the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, wherever. You know, it bleeds. The color bleeds pretty much the same. But the damage that was done from that distance. Maybe he was shot with a couple blanks. Boom, boom, and he fell down. Now, the Georgia Guidestones have fallen as well since the events of CERN. And I noticed that these two prime ministers have now left their position. You might want to keep your eye on Hollywood movie stars, politicians, athletes, that may all of a sudden disappear or have something happen to them. Is this a conspiracy theory? No, it's an observation. Just an observation. Connecting some dots. This has happened, and then afterwards this happened, and afterwards this happened, and it didn't happen until that event took place. Now, some of you may want to look this up. The Simpsons did a cartoon where they show Donald Trump had died. Something happened. They didn't go into any details about how he died, but he died. Now, I thought about that cartoon, and then I thought, well, I wonder, since they may have faked the Japanese Prime Minister's death, I wonder if this is how Mr. Trump is going to disappear. He's going to slide away. I don't know. Again, just an observation, just a comment that I'm making. You can go look it up. Simpsons did a cartoon with Donald Trump in a casket. Like I said, they do things and they show us things, and if we see stuff like this, we should start to wonder. Now let me get back to the fires. So I got friends of mine all over the world. I got them in Japan, I got them in Mexico, I got them in Canada, United States, Australia. Australia's on fire too. The whole Northern Ridge today was on fire. Yes, they hardly had any fires, and today they're burning it up. You might want to stockpile water. Let me explain why I'm saying this, because if they're having this many fires breaking out all over the planet, they're going to need a hell of a lot of water to put out the fire. And you may not have any water coming from your local municipalities. So thereby, you may want to have some on hand. Remember this, it's a guideline. You need a gallon of water a day, and you may want to plan for at least 2 to 6 months, depending where you live, because if the municipality goes down, you're not going to get nothing out of the tap. This is one sure way of spreading disease. You want to have enough water to wash your pits and your genitals, just to maintain a certain level of cleanliness. But the rest is going to be for drinking and consumption. So you have to consider these things as well. So this is something I wanted to again emphasize tonight, because we don't know really what's really going on. Again, these are observations I am making based on what I'm seeing on the grid. You know, on the radar maps. I'm looking at three different ones, and even tonight I was looking in Ontario, from between Toronto and Ottawa. These are the two main places that are beaming out these beams from all over the place. And from what we've asked airlines and airplane pilot or military, they don't know what they are. But I will say this, people are feeling like shit more and more here. And they're getting, you know, again, their mood and the way they think, again, is changing. And I noticed tonight that the beams are beaming all the way into Syracuse, all the way into Cleveland further, past Flint, Michigan, and way the hell up north. And I'm also seeing beams coming out of the lakes, Lake Huron and Lake Erie. So are these ships, Navy ships, emitting frequencies? I don't know. Are they drones emitting frequencies? Again, I don't know. But you may want to pay attention. And then I saw a new place emitting frequencies on a high intensity between Saskatchewan and Alberta. Out of the blue, within the last couple of days, popped up. So we are being microwaved on this planet. The directed energy weapons and the frequencies that are going across this planet, basically scorching the earth. Like I said, from 2 days ago to today, again, just my observations, we're getting a lot more fires breaking out, and I don't buy that they're just campfires. I don't buy that they're just firemen putting fires as a firewall. Something is going on. I have no idea what it is. But I notice there's been an increase in the flames across the planet. Even Japan. Japan had like two fires 2 days ago. Today the island had five. It's not that big an area to have these kind of fires breaking out in Japan. China was loaded. Russia's got flames all over. Right across Europe. Africa, that hasn't transitioned. Today it was pretty much the same. A little bit of an outbreak further north, but the center of Africa is constantly blazing. You know, so these are things why I'm encouraging you to get water. To get stock up on water. Be to your advantage. Okay, I'm going to play this because I want everybody to hear this speech that he does, and I think it's important. Now, I don't care what your stripe is. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care if you're Buddhist. I don't care if you're Baha'i. I don't care if you're Hindu. I don't care if you're Native. I don't care if you're Christian, Catholic, Protestant. I don't care what you believe. Could care less. You need to hear this, because these are the times we're in today, and nobody should be left behind because we have some ideology about color, creed, or whatever. This message is for everybody, and I intend for everybody to hear it, or have the opportunity to hear it, you know. And whatever your ideologies are, and your beliefs, concepts, you might want to hear this. Because some things that we've been taught in their respective faith or beliefs or religions, a lot of it is just pure bunk. Most of it's bullshit. And because we are in a time of a new reset, or at the end of this, or an end of a reset, and the beginning of a new one, if you want to speak in that terminology, when the Bible calls it the end times, but it's a reset. It's God resetting the planet. God resetting everything and getting rid of this shit that shouldn't be here. So again, I want you to hear it. I intend, hopefully, that you get something out of it. Give me 1 second.
It has documented proof of his extensive research. His name is Anthony Patch. He's a researcher, an author, speaker, the author of 2 novels, Covert Catastrophe, Diamonds in the Rough. And he has been researching in the fields of physics, cosmology, biology, and computer science and theology for over 25 years. So, Anthony, it is really a pleasure and an honor to have you here on the program.
Thank you, Paul.
I don't know where to begin. Well, I do know where to begin because his research is fascinating, absolutely fascinating. You're going to be gripped. Let's first talk about CERN and the Large Hadron Collider. People have heard about that, or most people have. So they've seen pictures of it and all kinds of speculation and theories. Give us a quick definition. First, just from a purely scientific point of view, what the purpose, what the collider is, what its purpose is.
Okay. Well, the scientific purpose is to take particles and accelerate them towards reaching the threshold with the speed of light, and to then collide them, fracturing them into smaller particles, for the purpose of trying to determine the basis for creation, trying to find the building blocks of the universe and all known life. And that's what science will tell you in the public arena. But where my research has led me is into the hidden agenda at CERN. And that's really been my calling from the Lord, is to really reveal the truth behind the public agendas at CERN, which is a nuclear research facility utilizing a particle collider.
Now, it's in a giant, somewhat circular shape that covers, how many miles is that whole collider?
Yeah, as you travel along it, you cover 27 miles.
27 miles.
17 kilometers.
And tell our viewers where this is located.
Well, geographically on the map, it's located on the border between Switzerland and France.
Mm-hmm.
It's near Geneva. It's a sovereign state unto itself.
What's a sovereign state unto itself?
That would be a self-governing body. They are much like the Vatican.
So the collider, I never heard this before, the collider is in its own state like the Vatican?
And similar to Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia.
I'm going to ask you later why that is.
Sure.
So it's based on, I guess, their theory or research or whatever, that if they crack open atomic, subatomic particles, just crack them open, they are saying, at least publicly, that they can find the secrets to the origins of the universe, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
But you say that this is not like speculation. It's from your research, you're saying that behind the scenes, they have a hidden agenda that they're not admitting to the public.
That's correct.
Tell us what your research leads you to believe their hidden agenda is.
Well, it's interesting because today it is no longer hidden.
Oh.
They are not hiding their goals. In fact, they're in a pronounced fashion announcing it. Last year, the previous director of the Collider facility announced that their goal, openly, is to open a dimensional gateway to another dimension. You might call it a portal.
Mm-hmm.
And when you begin to put that in the context of our everyday reality, that seems absurd.
Mm-hmm.
And he also made the statement that we don't know what we will find or what may come through from the other side, but we're willing to risk it.
This is mind-blowing. So we're not talking even really about your research. We're not talking about speculation.
Nope.
And I want to emphasize to our viewers, and you need programs like this, especially here on Apocalypse and the End Times, you need to text, email, Facebook, whatever it takes, to send the link of programs like on Apocalypse and the End Times like this to your friends, because those people that are interested in these kinds of things, and that's a huge percentage of the population, all age groups, they want to hear what a man like Anthony Patch has discovered. And they're not going to hear about it in the news media. So you need to contact him via social media. And, you know, God TV supplies a link for you. And it's a no-brainer. You need to do that. That's an important part of sharing your faith. And I personally think far more effective than some of the old-fashioned ways. So Anthony, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is the published statement of the former head of CERN, and he's talking about did he use the word entity? What word did he use?
No, he didn't assign a title to what might come through. That he didn't know what would come through.
He didn't know what would come through. So that's kind of ominous.
We're
cracking open a hole in this dimension. Yep. Am I correct?
Yeah.
And we don't know what would come through. Well, just without imposing something on it, that has a ring of a certain amount of danger.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's not talking about radiation coming through. So, to me especially, and I'm going to ask you more in a moment, especially with the research I've done into their occult and mystical belief system, the inference to me, but I want to get it from you, is some kind of entity. So let's ask you that question.
Sure.
From your research, tell us what you think he was implying, and what has your research revealed about what's really going on?
Well, the research has revealed that they're already in communication with the other side, with entities on the other side.
Wait, stop. This is mind-blowing. The research has shown that they're already in communication with what on the other side?
Well, in my frame of reference, and I think we share this, these would be demonic entities.
And what have they assigned a word to the communication to these beings or whatever are in another dimension?
No, other than to say that these perhaps are our benevolent ancestors from the stars who are coming to solve all of our problems and remove all of our ills from our society.
This is so powerful. What you're talking about is a paradigm shift that's just about ready to detonate on planet Earth.
That's correct.
This is going to shake up people's faith who are not prepared. That's another reason why you need to send this program to your friends. This is going to shake up the faith of many Christians and people of belief and non-belief. It's going to shake their very view of reality to the core, just like when Darwin's theory of evolution was promoted. It just tore up people's view of reality. You know,
right.
God didn't create us. We're evolved animals. I mean, that just ripped up the fabric of the entire sociological, spiritual structure of the planet.
The paradigm shift.
Right, a paradigm shift. And so we're right. Has the paradigm shift begun, or where are we in terms of that?
In the popular culture, it has begun because we're seeing the predictive programming in the mass media.
In the films and...
And commercials.
Now, share with our viewers what the term, and I agree with you about the term, it's an accurate term, but share with our viewers just briefly what the term predictive programming is and what it's meant to do.
Think of it in terms of brainwashing.
Right.
We are predicting the behavior of humans using human behavior modeling in the computer, using a program. That if we put out this stimuli, we will achieve this type of response in human beings, no matter the culture, no matter where they live. And so this is going to what we're going to talk about in a moment, is the adiabatic quantum computer, which is artificially intelligent. Predictive programming, in essence, is saying if we create this program, a television program, a movie, and we put in images that are violent, we put in images about portals, we talk about aliens being benevolent, then it becomes sort of, in their mind, a self-fulfilling prophecy that people will believe the lie, become victims of that grand deception of predictive programming, and therefore will follow lockstep whatever it is they're being fed, so that you are able to modify their behavior and make them become part of the New World Order and follow the beast system.
I absolutely agree with you, and I just want to share with our viewers this science of predictive programming that you were talking about, and it is a science. I mean, this goes back before H.G. Wells, the great science fiction author, and Aldous Huxley, Brave New World. They were employing predictive programming. and the Star Trek series developed by Gene Roddenberry, as you know, was for the purpose of predictive programming to promote a UN global government.
Right.
And now, as you just said, all these science fiction, superhero, technological singularity movies.
Transhumanism, Transformers.
Right. Everything from Captain America, it is just embedded with this...
in the culture.
Exactly. And so young people, they're conversant in what you're saying,
yep.
But more importantly, what you're saying, these movies like Divergent and... Mm-hmm. I forgot the other one, The Hunger Games. You know, those movies are embedded with subconscious, subliminal messages.
Absolutely.
They're not designed to be, in my opinion, just entertainment. They're mm-hmm. they're employing predictive programming.
And let's go to the recent television show, Lucifer, how they portray Satan as a debonair, ladies' man, British accent.
Well.
You know, they're making Lucifer
right.
look good.
Right. Making so Lucifer look
talk
good.
Talk about programming people right. into believing a lie.
Right.
It's right in our face.
It's right in our face.
Yep.
So people are being programmed, and we know that the result of this is already measurable. I was doing research the other day, and the fastest growing religion in America is Wicca, which, as right. you know, is paganism and witchcraft. And number two is Islam. So now, this collider
mm-hmm.
and these beings that they're in communication with. So we're talking about the premier scientists on planet Earth right now, who are actively engaged, according to their own words, communicating with something with a personality. In their own words, from another dimension, and that's the purpose of the collider. I mean, people need to understand this is not science fiction. This
that's
is
correct.
Fact.
That's correct. What I write about in my novels,
right?
I place a storyline that is embedded with science fact. Everything that I present publicly in the books, public speaking, is all drawn from their own scientific journals and white papers. And then I'm able to see what they're doing. Not just extrapolate, but see in the real time what it is they're doing. Not a future agenda, but what they're doing right now today. The imminency of what they intend to do, which is opening this gateway. And understand that the world of science in terms of particle physics also overlaps into DNA, into biology.
Yes.
There's a multifaceted, multi-level agenda at play, not just with CERN, but it's proof of concept feeder labs around the world that feed into CERN. So we are talking about changing humans, changing the planet. We're talking about not only bringing in information through a portal, but we're also talking about definitively changing our way of life. This is a threat to our existence, to the creation of mankind.
A threat to our existence, a threat to the creation of mankind. So they're communicating with some kind of entity. You and I would believe that these entities are fallen angels.
Right.
And then your research has shown this is being distributed to feeder labs all over planet Earth and who knows what other kind of research institutes and technology mm-hmm. because they have an end game of radically restructuring man, woman, the entire planet. This is an almost impossible question, but in a brief summary, give our viewers an idea of what their radical end game is.
Well, my answer is radical.
Say
ultimately, it is to kill God. In the hubris of Satan, of Lucifer, he believes that he actually has the ability to kill God's angels and kill God. He believes he can create a new heaven on earth, that he can create a new race of beings. He hates everything that God has created, including us. And he is the mirror image of everything that God has created that is all that is good. And so if you 180 that, if you flip that over, if you make it a mirror, think of everything that is good in the world that God has created. Go to the opposite side, and that's what Satan's goal is, to present his form of life and his form of heaven here on Earth using technology. Now, I need to make it clear that I don't hold any ill will against the scientists, the researchers, engineers. They are deceived into believing one of the original lies that ye shall be as gods, that ye will have immortality. That's the carrot that they've been offered.
So the scientists and the technology people, many of them, are under the spiritual delusion or spiritual deception,
right,
that they're evolving man into, I guess, a superhuman or a god-man.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So if they're thinking in terms of what we are doing is for the betterment of mankind, that's the compartmental aspect of their research, the compartmentalization that they work in. Outside, they are cut off from the outside of who's promoting the machine, who's funding it, to what end. So if you were to ask one of those researchers and say, are you guys trying to open a portal and let in demons, or are you trying to terraform
right.
the planet for a new race of beings, they, what have you been smoking kind
right.
of response.
Right, right.
Because they are cut off. We have the opportunity being removed from that compartment to see it from a different perspective, from a bigger perspective, and that's given to us through the Holy Spirit, through that discernment. We are able to see what is hidden. We do our research, we do our due diligence, but then we clearly see what is really going on. One of the examples, going back to your initial question, the statue of Shiva, the god of destruction,
yeah,
right there outside the headquarters at CERN. They produced a video last year from CERN called Symmetry, complete satanic rituals. Recently, just a few days ago, there was the opening of the Goddard Tunnel in Switzerland near CERN, purely demonic ritual.
Yes, I saw that.
Go ahead, sir.
It was terrifying.
Yeah, absolutely.
That video of the demonic rituals
yes.
of opening the tunnel, and I only had a brief opportunity to look at it. I saw what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
It was an openly demonic, it was devoted to the worship of Satan.
It's in my face.
But I didn't, I knew that it was the Goddard Tunnel, but I didn't realize it was connected to the whole CERN thing.
Well, physically it's not connected,
right?
Let me make that clear. But in the sense of the spiritual world and
right.
the communication
I
through
see.
Ritual,
okay.
they are connected.
Right.
And in fact, in that ceremony, that demonstration, they showed the opening of the portal that CERN will achieve. And the tunnel itself represents, in physics, quantum tunneling, which is a communication utilizing an artificially intelligent computer, an adiabatic quantum computer, which runs its computations through another dimension, retrieves that information from another dimension, achieving a solution that we can use in our world. Now that is real, that's not fantasy, that comes right from the manufacturer. This is the machine that is employed now, just recently, now at CERN, and will be responsible for the initiation of the opening of the portal and the stability, the holding open of the portal, for the receiving of, and I'll give this definitively, it's digitized DNA, demonic DNA, in a digitized form, ones and zeros, coming through this portal, received here, reassembled, if you will, and then presented to a hybrid body.
Because as you said, Lucifer desires to be God, as the Bible says, and Lucifer desires to create his own race in his own image.
Exactly.
And I think you would agree, this is very hard for many Christians to grasp. It's a truth that it's hard for Christians to really own. And that is, the world is exactly as the Bible says that it is.
Yes, it is.
And there's an invisible world, Lucifer at the top, his hierarchy of demons. He compartmentalizes information on a need-to-know basis. And at the very top, there are men and women who are open Luciferians.
Yes, indeed.
They have committed themselves. They participate in rituals to the worship of Satan, because as you said, they believe that they're going to conquer Christ.
Yep.
And Satan is the true, or Lucifer is the true God.
That's right.
Now, you said that, and I said that, and the Bible says that, but for some reason, there's almost a veil in the minds of many Christians, and I pray as we interview you that the Holy Spirit would just break that veil of deception, and that God's people could really see reality as it really is, instead of living in this kind of fog state which is based on their unbelief of God's word.
Well, let's use the collider for our purposes.
Okay.
Let's call that evidence.
Yeah.
It's physical. It's tangible. It's right there in our face.
Right.
If we accept the symbology they have presented, which is demonic in origin,
yes,
their statues, their videos,
yeah,
and we take that at face value as definitive evidence to the hidden agenda,
right,
we can say there's the machine, the most powerful machine, the largest machine ever created in recorded history of mankind. And that is definitive proof that we have a problem. This is an extinction level event. This opening of the portal. If we look at the wars...
Did you say extension or extinction?
Extinction, I'm
okay,
sorry.
Extinction of the world, okay.
If we look at the wars that are going on right now, imagine if that portal was opened. The key to the bottomless pit is the Large Hadron Collider. If they were to turn that key and open that doorway and we were flooded, the wars would seem insignificant and all the other ills of the planet compared to the opening of this portal. This is why it is imperative, because it's right now today, and it's in our face, and it's tangible proof. That breaks down our own veil.
Okay, so Anthony is telling you, in a methodical, rational, logical way, that we have evidence, the visual pictures, the videotapes, the published statements of the heads, some of the heads of CERN, and they are saying in their videos and the visuals and the evidence that you're talking about, if you showed it in a courtroom, it would be acceptable evidence,
right,
of openly demonic worship of Satan and open admission of many of the agendas that you talked about. Now, since this is true, and it is true because you have evidence to back up
Absolutely.
What you're saying, and it also, there's no conflict between what you're saying and the Bible. In fact, the Bible would support what you're saying.
Revelation 9.
And my...
Well, there you go. And when you look at everything that's been going on for the last probably 20 years and how it's been steadily devolving and how we've had so much infiltration on so many different levels, gurus, the health food industry being one of the big ones that has transpired in its basically breaking down people, because people go to a health food store to get healthy, and they don't want to go to a doctor because the doctor's just going to throw them on drugs, which doesn't fix anybody. But even if you look at the allopathic, that has been devolving since the First World War. After the Second World War, it had started declining at a super rapid rate, that by the late 60s, the allopathic field was saying that they will no longer cure anybody, but they will treat. This is their words, and you can look that quote up anywhere. Because people were getting sicker and sicker and sicker, and the environmentalists, the environmental agencies of the day, had stated that the reason why we're sick and getting sicker was due to the epigenetics of the environment. In other words, the environment was causing genetic breakdown or DNA breakdown, which was causing and inflicting people to become broken down and sick. And they repeated that every decade. Every decade. So we have already been corrupted and violated and deceived into believing a lot of nonsense. Doctors, I mean, look at the pharmaceutical industry today. You watch, if anybody watches the stock market on television, you know that every 15 minutes there's 10 advertisements on some kind of drug. Usually has to do with Viagra or whatever. Well, I used to watch it anyway. It's all about sex. You know, can you get erected? Here's a pill. You know, for women, you need to be erected, here's another pill for you, you know. If you're low on testosterone, here, slap this gel on your body, you know. If you're a woman and you're having problems and you want to look better, here's a pill. If you guys want to be better, here's another pill. I mean, pill after pill. And then, if it wasn't about sex, it was about, you know, vanity. You want to look 20 years younger, take a pill. You want your butt a lot tighter and your tush to hang the way it used to, here, another pill. It's all about drugs. You want to lose 99 pounds of that ugly weight that you're carrying? Here's a pill. You can eat whatever you want. Just take that pill. Because if it didn't take the drug, if it didn't take the weight off, it'd probably kill you anyway. So you don't have to worry about it. Just take a pill. And then you get into the health food industry, and they're going to tell you, I heard this, you know, and tonight I actually got somebody was looking at the video I put on Rumble on silica and sent me a document on it. It was really interesting because the very words that this guru said about silica, about it was going to make your brain work better, was so out to lunch, so in your face, blatantly to derail you. The research that she sent me basically refuted that whole concept. There's nothing good about silica. Nothing. Can't even break it down. But it will do one thing for you. How many of you have some kind of itis? Diverticulitis, enteritis, colitis, leaky gut? How many got these conditions? How many are taking pharmaceutical drugs? Take a look and see if silica is part of it, because that could be causing the problem. See, silica destroys the microbiota in the colon. If it destroys the microbiota in the colon, guess what? You don't have a functioning brain. Your brain becomes jello. Imagine that. And if we're destroying the colon with a nanometal, because that's what silica is, well, we got it from the deep, dark seas and the bones and this, and that's all nanometal. It's probably where it was stored and whatever skeletal structure they got, because they couldn't break it down either. People say, well, what about dimatis? Or what about it? It's silica. It's a nanometal. When you read about silicon being a pesticide, the reason why it's such an effective pesticide, because it clings to the animal's biofilm and it breaks it down, and then it suffocates the animal. Shuts down neural activity. I shouldn't say animal, the insect. When they were feeding it to the cows and the sheep and the goats and the ducks and the chickens, they didn't know what it was really doing until they did some research. This was not 1960. And they said, oh shit, we're killing our livestock. And they shut down the research. And then today, another professor telling you that it takes aluminum out of the body. Well, the research I got says that after 72 hours, or after 32 hours, after applying the silica in the body, there was no excretion of aluminum whatsoever. It didn't do diddly. This has been another one of those things that they put in the health food industry that's been a con for a long time. It's been accepted as some kind of viable factual content, but it's bunk. Strontium is bunk. Canola oil was bunk. Aspartame was bunk. These omega-3s are all bunk. They were designed to sell you products that were going to break you down and accelerate your aging capacity. Or they were going to shut down an immune capacity to protect yourself by sabotaging your immune system by giving you these products. That's what they did. We can no longer rely on doctors. They're a joke. They're an absolute joke. Like I was telling you earlier, the Australians were saying that once people find out that they have been murdered by the medical profession, all hell is going to break loose. And the same thing could be said about the junk being sold in the health food industry today. When people find out that they've been had by these shills, these fake doctors are involved in selling their products. These so-called doctors are in the health food industry, being propagated as being some sort of authority on health. Doctors don't know shit about health. Did you know that the doctors have the shortest lifespan? Most of them are dead by the time they're in their mid-50s. All that vaunted knowledge that they've gained for 8 years doesn't do one thing to extend their life one more minute than anybody else's. That's a fact. And the allopathic field hasn't cured anything. Nothing. Since the Second World War, they haven't cured a darn thing. Nothing. They've treated you. They've drugged you. They've basically addicted you. But did they fix your problem? No. If you got to keep going back every month to get a renewed prescription, you ain't being cured. You're being treated. And all that treatment does is it masks the damage, it's masking the damage that your situation is causing you, giving you this placebo effect in your head that you're taking something that's fixing your problem. And after 10 years of that, you're so broken down, there's no return because your practitioner let you die. Now let's look at these injections. Who gave the injections? The doctors, the butchers of the society of today. Because none of them had any testicular fortitude to tell their authorities in the American Medical Association and the Canadian Medical Association to go pound salt. They said, "Well, we'll give them the shot. We'll keep our job. We'll get rich." They'll get sick, they'll come see us, we'll prescribe them drugs, drug company's happy, we're happy, and everyone's happy except the person's dying. This has been forever like this. When I started getting into the health food, not the health food industry, but the healing people and the health regarding to cancer, couldn't believe what the causes of all these cancers. They're all epigenetic, every one of them. Every one of them. And then, like I said, they're advocating, these companies are advocating that you take these elements in the health food industry that are absolutely toxic. Imagine that. Australia, the Prime Minister or the representative of the WEF in New Zealand, they come out and have admitted that the shots aren't working. Now, is it saying it's not working because not enough Kiwis have died? Not enough Aboriginal people have died? Is that why she's saying it's not successful, or it's saying it's not successful? Makes me wonder. See, they wordcraft. So when I hear them talking, I'm thinking, well, it's not successful. We still got too many Kiwis. Too many. They got to go. Got to come up with a better injection. Now we'll see how the representative of the WEF in New Zealand, the representative of the WEF in Australia, and the representative of the WEF in Canada, how long they're going to stick around, because they want to disarm Canada. They want to take away even the hunting guns. You know they're going to plan an invasion here. You know it. So I just wonder how many Canadians are going to keep their guns and defy the law. See, that's what it would take. You know, when they tried to make the registry a main thing way back in the day, nobody was registering their guns. Everyone said, "Chuck, you Farley." Government saw a crowed on that. Now we got a new Barbie doll in Parliament, old one sock there, wants to take away anybody's means to because you know what I think? This is just my opinion. But when all Canadians find out that they lost their moms and their dads and their little boys and their little girls and their uncles and aunts because of this injection or this bioweapon that Moderna has created, and Pfizer has created, and AstraZeneca has created, and Johnson & Johnson's created, and the Sino and the one from Russia, Sputnik, have created, the governments are going to have a problem. People are going to be a little pissed off. People may want a little vindication for what happened. Just a concept. there ain't enough military police forces that would stop that many Canadians from reaching that goal. So like I said, you know, the waking up has to be the big thing that I think everybody needs to understand. That those who have taken these jabs took them out of pure ignorance. And they're going to die because of their ignorance. And this may be what is going to be needed successfully to wake people up fully. Because again, this is never going to stop. They're going to continue to perpetrate whatever they're perpetrating. You know, having the power of positive thinking is great and wonderful, but there's a reality check. And the reality check is saying this. All they've done is created a divergence of this and that, set this up, left it behind. You're still there. They've moved on. That's what's been going on. So until something dramatically happens from the general population, the agenda, it will continue to flow. And we will start to see, in my humble opinion, in Canada as well, parliamentarians, representatives of the WEF are going to take off. But before they do, they're going to continue to disable and cripple Canada. Taking away your guns is one of the things. They're going to cripple you by maybe burning the country down. Make sure you have water. Let me reiterate that again. Have to start storing water. They may take away your bank accounts. Again, don't put any money in until the end of the month when you got to pay everything. No point doing your due diligence if they're going to rip you off. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. I got a couple of things there about nanotechnology. Basically, it's just showing you that AI is now controlling the designing of the RNA and any other thing that they want to put in these drugs. They use the AI to develop the Moderna and the Pfizer. Nothing new, but now you can see that they with the help of AI, they can develop whatever they want. The AI can come up with all kinds of combinations now just with whatever they give it. And that's what's in the jab. A constructed bioweapon designed by artificial intelligence. Them inputting into the system and then them getting out the different results. Because now now AI can do experiments without having to do the actual experiment to give you the next step or the next phase and whatever you need to get done. Imagine that. You don't need to go through trial and error. Just feed the data, let the machine do the work for you. That's what they gave people. That bioweapon designed and programmed by artificial intelligence. And this ain't going to get better until everybody just says no more. No more. There was another country today, I think it was Sri Lanka, that decided to march on their government. Someone asked the question, how come Canada doesn't do that? Don't know. 50 million. We had what, 2 million at the truck rallies? We need to develop a better and more fonder affection for this country. Just a thought. Anyway, I'm going to leave it go at that. I always say at the end of these shows, read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say. Pay attention to that clip we just recorded. Check out the book of Revelation. Check out, like I said, the Gospels. You're going to see that what he's saying is validated. We're dealing with interdimensional barriers that are going to come down. It's like the Trojan horse. Devil's got setting up the planet like a Trojan horse. Oh, we'll come over there and fix your problems. You won't have to worry about a thing. We will be there. We will be there for you. They'll come through that portal with a military that's so sophisticated we won't even know what it is. How many remember the Avengers? Remember that when they all got together and they were looking for the cosmic cube so they could open up an interdimensional portal so they could be invaded by another alien race? That was predictive programming. That's what they're doing right now. They've established a connection between here and there. And the reason why they're increasing the power supply to those particle beams is they're testing the equipment to make sure they can open the door and keep it open. And if you look at the Avengers, the first 5 minutes when Loki pops up and goes through the portal, him coming through, and then later on when they open up a bigger portal and this invading species comes in, guess what? That's what they're doing. When Patch was talking about how they can send their particles over here and then transfer themselves from where they are to here with a hybrid, there was a movie called, TV series called First Wave. And then there, I think it was around season four, they talk about how these aliens were able to download their consciousness into storage device, ship it through the portal, got to the other side, and they transferred the consciousness of that alien into a husk or a body designed for it, made here with the genetic material on the planet. Again, predictive programming. Some might say, well, that's a little bit far-fetched. Sounds like bullshit to me. Is it? There are some things I don't want to wait for. I don't want to wait for that door to open and something walk through it that we can't handle. If you read the story of Shiva, that again is part of India's history, that's exactly what they did, and it cost them dearly to entrap the demon back into that portal. Another thing is the comic books, Superman comics. They're talking about a phantom zone. You might want to check some of this stuff out. It's adding up. It really is. It's not some illusionary nonsense. It's not some illusion. We're talking about interdimensional transferring of a doorway, a gate. And as they were saying, the veil that's been keeping us protected is now going to be removed by that frickin' device over there. It should be shut off and buried. Dismantled. Call it a day. See what happens. All right. As I said, read the Gospels. Read the Book of Revelations. Read the letters. Read the letters to the different parts of the church. It's all about evolution. I always say at the end of these shows that people at the top of the page are out there trying to help you with your health. If you can afford to help them in any way, shape, or form, if you can share any kind of financial support, please do so. Anyone you want. If you can't because you've been disengaged and derailed by the government that was there to protect you by releasing bioweapon technology on you, reestablish yourself, restart, start your own business, start your own enterprise. And don't worry about the donation. Just share the data. Share the data. Can't thank you enough. Alrighty. As I always say at these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.